XEO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A tsunami warning for Hawaii and the entire West Coast downgraded after one of the largest earthquakes on record hit eastern Russia. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Malibu.
When you talk about the panic that came from the sirens, bumper-to-bumper traffic for hours, this morning there is now relief after evacuation orders have been lifted.
The economy was growing again in the second quarter. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
According to the government, GDP, gross domestic product, that tallies up all the goods and services sold throughout the quarter, increased at an annualized pace of 3%.
President Trump says not only will his tariffs take effect Friday, he'll impose a 25% levy on India because it buys Russian oil. In the streets of Birmingham, England. Thousands of fans paid respects to Ozzy Osbourne as a hearse carried the Black Sabbath frontman's coffin through his hometown. His family was there, too. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over a million acres in the U.S. alone. And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now, this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, what can I, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with some smoky haze and a sprinkle or even a thundershower possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight we'll drop down into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North, Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at a wet radio park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us after the 9:30 news.
It's been too long.
It has been too long. Big story happening up in the Green Bay area. Scott Suchek is the co-owner of a residence in Sturgeon Bay, along with his wife, Stephanie. Stephanie is the chair of the GOP party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional District GOP, and he has been arrested with possession of child pornography. This is making some waves in the Green Bay area and further up north. Dr. Lyerly will be joining us after the 9:30 news to talk about that a little bit. There are many, many other things to cover with Dr. Lyerly. So that will be happening after 9:30. Hour number two, he normally joins us on Fridays. He's got a little getaway he's taken.
You know, everyone needs a holiday getaway. That's a Billy Joel reference. I just watched that documentary.
Madonna had a song about that, too.
Holiday!
Yeah. Dan Schaefer is going to be here in the 10 o'clock hour. Not going to be able to make it on Friday again. He's got a little conflict. So we will be doing lots of recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, including a revisit of something we talked about yesterday, the Bob Donovan story.
It's just frustrating. We'll talk about it more later, but yeah.
Yes, that will be coming up with Dan Schaefer after 10 o'clock. Also, in hour number two, as we always do, we will lighten it up for the last half an hour of the show for Audio Sorbet after 10:30.
Ooh.
Chance to take a breath, clear out our brains, get away from politics, have a couple laughs.
I'm calling it the official motto of Audio Sorbet. Audio Sorbet, we clean your ears with fun.
We need that on a shirt. There's more Matt Nair on Air merch waiting in the wings. Audio Sorbet, today we're going to talk about summer jobs you had as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we get to, please feel free to send us texts and emails.
You can leave a voice note if you want.
Leave a voice note, let us know, and We'll reference them all when we get to there at 10:35. But the conversation for us before we got on the air when you asked the question was funny to me because I realized that I didn't have the, you know, that there's a certain experience in the world of summer jobs I didn't have. So yeah it's it'll be interesting. I'll be interested to see the variations because, you know, we have listeners of all ages.
All over the state.
Exactly. So yeah, feel free to text us your summer jobs. Leave a voice note by getting on your Civic Media app, which you can download right now, put it on your device, and you can get a hold of us anytime and you can absolutely, like, say you win some baseball tickets,
yes,
Jane,
for example,
and you want to take pictures of you and your friends at said baseball game, you can do that and send it to the Civic Media app. It's really simple.
Super, super easy. Yeah. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is Smile, You're on Camera edition. Stay tuned for that. And as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. You can use that same email address if you would like to suggest a guest for the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a topic in your community that you think needs more attention. If you have a suggestion for a business to highlight on Beyond the Cheese, please let us know. Reach out at janesays@civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though. Hans Breitenmoser has been a guest on our show. He's a regular on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9 a.m. across the network. And he appears in an article today in the Milwaukee Journal. Sentinel Hans Breitenmoser is a multi-generational farm, a dairy farm owner.
Yeah.
And this is from Chris Kenning in JS Online. Farmers from Wisconsin to California hit by Trump's immigration raids. What is next? Farmers say few native-born residents will pick fruit or tend cows. The agriculture worker visa program can be expensive, tough to navigate, and limited. And they say Congress has failed to act on this, oh, shock, for years.
Yeah. And this is a problem that we have spoken about on this show for at least a year,
if not
longer.
At least.
Hans has spoken about it on Pat's show. We've talked to Darren Von Ruden, our monthly catch-up, which he'll be here next Wednesday because the first Wednesday of the month he's here to give us the lowdown on everything going on in the farming community in Wisconsin. And it's just another instance, another example of, well, we told you so. This was going to happen. And your universal, elegant solution, if you will, that's the new way we call a stupid idea.
Thanks,
here.
Ron Johnson.
An elegant solution is just to say, hey, Americans, go get a job.
Go pick fruit.
They're all in the fields. You'll feel good.
Now those opportunities are open to you, which they weren't before because all those immigrants were stealing those jobs. So now America, the fields are open for you. They're not lining up.
And this just in, there are no lines at all these fields for all the work available because Americans aren't going to do those jobs.
And this, to me, is yet again another example of how this administration does not look at consequences. Mm-mm. They don't look further down the road. What if I do A? What is B? If B happens, then what is C?
Yeah.
And I think we see this in all areas of the Trump administration where they do not look ahead to what this action will mean.
Well, to be fair, it's expected. This is an administration run by a man who bankrupted a casino and
several casinos
and other companies.
Gotta work at that.
And what really has coasted him along is his name as a brand, as a valued brand, which is, whether you like it or not, that is the case. The Trump name is a valued brand, whether you like him or dislike him. We talk about him and that gives him value. So coasting his business ventures along on that has served him well, and he's using that same mode of thinking in this. It's never about, hey, we want to do this project and our outcome is X. Let's take a look at all of the reports. Let's speak to experts. Let's run some models. And then say in 3 years' time, we want to reach X. So it's all like, and even if it was something I didn't agree with, Jane, I'd be like, all right, that's long-term planning. I get that. But it's never that. It's that we are going to deport 3,000 people
a day.
Sorry, I almost said a month.
A day.
And we're not gonna have any sort of backup plan.
No.
There's no backup.
Because it's all perfect.
It's all perfect. It's gonna be great. Nothing's gonna go wrong, Jane. Nothing's wrong.
56-year-old Hans Breitenmoser's parents emigrated to Wisconsin in 1968 from Switzerland to raise dairy cows on a small farm. Now Breitenmoser says in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he relies on about a dozen foreign-born workers, mainly from Mexico, to help him operate his 460-cow farm. Quote, if it wouldn't be for immigrants, my dairy farm wouldn't run, unquote.
Well, and also, when did his parents come here?
68.
Yeah. He is also the child of immigrants. In both situations, whether we're talking about Hans's parents or we're talking about the individuals who are working on the farm with him, we're talking about people who are doing exactly, and I mentioned this to somebody last week, and I can't remember who, but they're doing exactly what America asked us to do. They're coming here. They're working hard. They're helping their family.
Setting up businesses.
They're not, as far as I know, Hans isn't hiring any mastermind criminals who are running an underworld operation, but maybe, I mean, I don't know. I've never met Hans, but you know what I mean? Like, everything that's happening in this story to me is everything they wanted people to do. Come to the country, work hard, do it, quote, the right way, whatever that is. It's always changing. This is a beautiful story of immigrants helping immigrants. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Losing people who just wanted to, who are in many cases paying taxes as undocumented folks, by the way.
Yes.
Just look that up. Google the amount of money that undocumented folks pay in taxes because they don't want to be seen as taking. So they add to the economy with their work, with their money into the community they live in.
They buy groceries.
I mean, they I feel like I'm having a 101 conversation right here, like 101 intro to immigration. But that's the conversation I seem like we always have to have, cuz everything they do goes against the most basic logic.
Yes. These are illogical moves.
Yeah.
Seems to me. The Department of Agriculture estimates that of the 2.6 million people working on U.S. farms, almost 42% lack legal status. Farmers say few native-born Americans will pick fruit mm-hmm. or tend cows.
Yes.
The Foreign Ag Workers Visa Program can be expensive and limited. Farmers say Congress has failed for decades, decades, to pass comprehensive immigration reforms. This has been a can that's been kicked down the road forever. Forever. And we had a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a deal.
Yes, we did. Last year.
And Donald Trump wanted to use it to run on it, and so he scuttled the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are.
Yeah. And if you want to go back and go to civicmedia.us/shows and go back to the interview we did with Felipe Medina Torres. Wait, no. No, Felipe Torres Medina.
Yes.
About his book, America Let Me In, A Choose Your Own Immigration Story. I have read it. I enjoyed it a great deal. And he breaks down in very clear details on just how difficult the immigration is. It's difficult for everybody. I mean, if you are European, rich, and connected, it's not as difficult, but it's still
there's still a lot of hoops. There are.
If you are a poor person coming to this country to live a better life and work and make money, it is debilitatingly hard. You have to work and you're here, and it's anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25 years to get your citizenship,
to get your papers in order.
Yeah. So these individuals who come here who want to just make a better life should be applauded, and they're doing the good work, and they're doing it to help us and their families. And again, this is a basic conversation that if I put it on a whiteboard in front of 9-year-olds, they'd be like, this doesn't make sense.
It's been a big flip on the issue of immigration in this mm-hmm. country. A recent Gallup poll has found 79%, mm-hmm. 79% of U.S. adults now say immigration is good for the country.
Well, congratulations, 79%. Our elected representatives will not care.
35% say they approve of Trump's handling of the issue, but 79% of U.S. adults now say immigration is good for the country. And I can only imagine that some in that 79% were at some of those rallies where they held up signs saying mass deportations now, without, again, looking thoroughly at the issue and the ramifications of these decisions.
And going back to Felipe's book, I forgot to make the point is that to your point of it's something that's been kicked down the road for years. He makes a point of talking about that. This is not a Republican thing as far as the not solving the issue. This is a joint failure on the part of Congress.
Absolutely. For decades. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Jay!
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last year, we reported that the Georgia State Board of Elections passed new rules aimed at disrupting or overturning the 2024 presidential election. One of those rules, allowing members of county election boards to do their own investigation before certifying an election, was just unanimously struck down. In July and August 2024, the Georgia State Board of Elections laid the groundwork for obstructing or overturning the presidential election. One element granted individual members of county election boards the power to do a reasonable inquiry of election results prior to certifying, potentially sowing chaos and delaying the outcome. The effort by three state election board members, all outspoken Trump loyalists, was part of an apparent scheme in swing states to use the specter of voting by non-citizens as a pretext. The Georgia Supreme Court refused to hear a GOP appeal of a stay of the rules before the election. Trump won the election in Georgia, so unsurprisingly, no objections to certification materialized. June 11th, the Georgia Supreme Court struck down four of the rules. Another case contesting the reasonable inquiry rule was decided by the Georgia Appeals Court July 2nd. The court unanimously concluded that election officials could voice concerns about an election to state authorities, but, quote, have a mandatory duty to certify all election results, unquote. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. Hello, live streamers on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 9:30 news, our friend and colleague here at Civic Media. She's got a show on weekends now.
What's it called?
Dr. Lyerly Presents.
It's the Dr. Lyerly Show.
Thank you.
I think it's actually called the Dr. Kristen. I'm sorry. It's the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. I served that volleyball up too hard, I believe. I felt like I sprung that on you, and I apologize. Yeah, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
On Saturdays and Sundays.
At 3 p.m.
There you go.
There you are.
Check it out. She is joining us after the 9:30 news. It should be Dr. Lyerly Presents. I'll suggest that when she joins us. Yes. There is a big story that hit yesterday that's causing some waves in the Green Bay area. The husband of Stephanie Suchek, the chair of the Republican Party of Door County and former chair of the 8th Congressional District, has been arrested for possession of child pornography. Dr. Lyerly will be joining us after 9:30 to talk about that. Hour number two, Dan Schaefer will be here for some recombobulation. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the recombobulation area. Lots of things we're going to kick around with him. So stay tuned for that. And also very end of the show, towards the end of the show, last half hour for Audio Sorbet, we're talking about summer jobs. Mm-hmm. Start thinking about what you did as a teenager, as a kid. What were your kids' summer jobs?
Yeah.
That will be Audio Sorbet a little bit later on. Brian from Green Bay texting in early on WGBW. My summer job was winning tickets from radio shows. I missed that job.
Well, you know, Friday, we're hiring, sort of, I guess. Free Ticket Friday. You have your chances, many chances throughout the day.
Speaking of Free Ticket Friday.
What a segue.
That was nice. Jim from Brookfield just texted us. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Jane, Greg, and Calvin. My wife and I were ecstatic Friday when we learned we had won the free ticket Friday contest. We are going to be going to AmFam Field today with two diehard baseball fans for the afternoon Cubs game. Mm-hmm. Considering that we're getting steady rain in southeast Wisconsin, I'm sure glad AmFam has a roof. Thank you, Civic Media, for the tickets. Jim from Brookfield, you are so welcome, Jim. Thank you for listening and for being a supporter of Civic Media. We really, really appreciate it.
Jim, I'm going to ask you a favor, buddy. I'm going to ask that if you feel comfortable, this is if you feel comfortable enough, take a picture of you and your friends, and you can send that picture through the Civic Media app.
We'd love to see it.
Great time you were having. Mm-hmm. Those seats are amazing. They are club-level seats, 300s, which means they're cushy soft. There's private bathrooms,
yes.
Its own staircase to enter. It's one of those things where you have to be like, here's my ticket.
I'm so exclusive.
Exactly. And then it's just a really fun time. And let's face it, the Brewers are the hottest team in baseball right now. I believe they might have the best record. I got to check those standings. Everything
they're
changes.
They're pretty. I mean, they're right there with the Cubs, yeah. Aren't they?
Well,
it's pretty close.
They're two games above the Cubs as of the past two games. But I'm talking about the best. I'm talking about the best record in all of baseball.
Wow. Because,
yeah, let me see here. Yeah, it looks like, yes, they have the best record in baseball. 64 wins, 43 losses. And, yeah, they're two games ahead of the Cubs. And, yes, Jane, have they won this series? They have.
Because they won last night.
They won last night, handily. But we don't want just the series. We want another sweep.
We want a sweep.
That would make many sweeps.
That would make many happy fans.
Yeah, it'd make me a very happy fan.
I think there would be a lot of folks, yes.
Jane, what if people just are like, I want to win some tickets. I want to be like Jim from Brookfield. What do they do?
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy, Greg Bach. You go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store.
Mm-hmm.
Search for Civic Media, yeah. C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download said Civic Media app. It's absolutely free.
Pun.
And it could... but probably won't change the course of your entire life.
But it could change the course of your Wednesday.
It could change the course of your Friday.
Exactly.
If you win tickets. So, yes, every Friday, free ticket Friday across the network. You have five chances on Fridays to get entered for a four-pack of tickets, club-level seats with the Milwaukee Brewers. But, again, you have to enter on the app.
Yes.
So this coming Friday, starting with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9, he will have a keyword for you to text in via the app. We have a different word. Tom Hartman will have 1:11 to 2, then Todd from 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Free ticket Fridays, super easy, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a good time. And, yeah, we're very excited to hear from all the people who are entering and winning. It's really, I don't know. Baseball is great. I still need to go to a game.
You love game. I know how much you love baseball. You better get on the line for some of these tickets or you're going to miss out.
I feel like, we're halfway through the season. And excuse me. And yeah, I just need to get to a game. I need to enjoy the time because it's ridiculous that I haven't gone to a game.
But
I will. And Jim just responded back. He says, I'll get a good picture, Greg. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate that.
And we'd love to see it. Then that way we feel like we're a part of the experience.
Exactly.
Super easy. Download the Civic Media app. And a lot of times too, we've had statewide text to win contests, which with some pretty great prizes.
Yes.
We've given out money. We've given out new mattresses. We've given out some really great stuff.
We gave away trips where we gave you gas money, too. That, to me, is like the sign of a great contest.
We want to make sure you get home.
Make sure you text us when you get home. And text us on the Civic Media app. That's another segue. Boom.
And wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, exactly.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here with some news that is shaking up the Green Bay area. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world, Civic Media app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Move on out there to the scene. All the kids are dead.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Portage County DA has issued charges in the July 6th double homicide in the town of New Hope. John L. Schulfer has been charged with 7 total felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide as a repeater and 2 counts of causing mental harm to a child repeater, among other charges. Schulfer will have his first Portage County court appearance on August 1st at 1:15 p.m. He's being held in the Wapaka jail on a $2 million cash bond. Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Department of Health Services disease epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says most people who get infected may not even be aware, but symptoms include fever, chills, headache, muscle aches, rash, and fatigue. The confirmed case was in Barron County, a man in his 60s. Mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have tested positive for the virus. To avoid mosquito bites, apply insect repellent, wear long sleeves, and remove any standing water from your property.
Since the arrest in April, attorneys for Jenny Wickey have been requesting a reduction in her $2 million bond amount. Wickey was arrested on 14 felony charges, including fraud and theft. Wickey owns 2 restaurants in Nacusa, West River Cafe, and Little Mexico. The first request for bond reduction in late May was denied. A month later, on June 24th, Wickey's bond was reduced to $1 million. Now, late last week, Wickey's cash bond has been adjusted down to $200,000. Despite the court denying the bond modification, they still lowered the cash required to secure her release from jail. If she's able to make bond, Wickey is not allowed to leave the state of Wisconsin, sell any major items without permission of the court, or open or reopen any business without the approval of the Department of Revenue. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season 2 of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount+. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with some smoky haze and a sprinkle or even a thundershower possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight we'll drop down into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North, Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison Mustard Museum curator Barry Levinson. Then Appleton's Kim Mothy joins to talk Mile of Music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, hello, live streamers on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
There it is.
On Saturdays and Sundays, Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're good. Lots going on. Busy show. Dan Schaefer going to be joining us in hour number two for some recombobulation. But we wanted to start off with a story that's breaking in the Green Bay area that did get picked up by some national outlets, but I think it's worth sharing. This is from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Sturgeon Bay man charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. Scott Suchek was booked into the Door County Jail July 24th. He was released on bail the next day at $10,000. He is the husband of a woman who is the chair of the Republican Party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional GOP. Granted, he has been charged. He's still innocent until proven guilty, but this is making some waves up there, I understand.
It is making waves, and there's so much more to this story. In fact, this is not his first go-round with concerns about child pornography. He was investigated in 2009, and somehow that appears to have fallen through the cracks. So this is a known problem. It's been a known problem with this fellow for quite some time.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, too, and I think you posted it, there was a comment from who was the comment? Someone of merit commented and then deleted the comment about, hey, let's just be cognizant of the family. They didn't know what was going on. Like, they're basically making claims about the, and I'm not saying the family knew anything, but basically it was this statement of, hey, let's just calm it down because we don't know about the family. It's like, no, we need to talk about this. And then he deleted the comment.
Yeah, to be really fair, this is not something that his wife, Stephanie, mm-hmm. should be held accountable for. Yeah. I mean, our hearts go out to her.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine how she's suffering. Yeah. And in fact, she has since filed for divorce, I think just yesterday.
So this is
terrible. It tears families apart.
Yes.
Obviously, it's terrible for communities. But what you're talking about is Joel Kitchens, who is the assembly rep up in the Door County area, had commented about this. And I found that he commented and then he deleted it. And I found that very curious that an elected official would weigh in so quickly with this comment.
Well, and that was the thing is, I want to be clear that in no way, shape or form do I think his wife or family had anything to do with this. But I felt like the tone of the comment was such as, hey, hold off. It's like, don't say anything. We need the police to do their job. We need to find out the information. And it's sort of like, of course we have sympathy, love, empathy, and all those things for the wife and the family. So I just, like, when I saw that message, I'm like, you don't need to say anything. And then he deleted it. I'm like, okay, good, but it's still out there.
Yeah, and
the internet doesn't forget.
Well, and that makes it look worse.
Yeah.
It absolutely makes it look worse. And you know what else makes it look worse? The Republican Party of Door County has been very anti-child pornography for quite some time. In fact, I was at Sister Bay Fall Fest, which is a huge celebration. I was part of the parade last year, and the Republican Party of Door County was tossing out candy for kids that was wrapped in a very bizarre anti-child pornography message. Yes, that was sponsored by Gays Against Groomers. It's almost like they're doubling down on the other side of it. Like, don't look here. Look over here. We are against child pornography while it's actually happening with members in the party.
Well, and that has been a trope from the right for so long now. Remember all the panic about drag queen story hour and drag queens, and drag queens are targeting our children. And oh, mm-hmm. my God, the drag queens. Oh, my God, they're coming for our children. You know what? If you check arrest records and records of people who have been charged, you're not going to find any drag queens on that list. You know who's going to find on that list? Law enforcement officers, clergy from all across the board. Mm-hmm. All across the board. I follow a woman on Twitter called Bex. She keeps a running weekly list of the men who have either been charged or convicted mm-hmm. of sex crimes against children and women. It's far more prevalent than people want to admit, and it's not drag queens.
And it's right in our backyard. Literally, it is right in my backyard. And it ties into the greater narrative of what's happening with the Epstein files and Donald Trump and all of the distractions that he is throwing out. I mean, he's throwing everything at this. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's having other people throw everything at this to deflect from what's actually happening here. These are very serious crimes. I don't care who is in the Epstein files. I want all of that information, except for the things that need to be redacted, you know, to protect people's safety. But that needs, we don't need to protect any of these potential
perpetrators.
Right. You know, I keep hearing people say, well, then Bill Clinton is going to be exposed. Well, if Bill Clinton is in the Epstein files,
bring it.
He should be exposed. Yes. Yep.
Bring it.
Yeah. That is something we've been talking about for quite a while now, is like, I don't care who's on that file. I don't care who it is. It's because when we were talking about this discussion, it's weird because this topic skirts the line of horror and salaciousness, because it's the ultimate of the worst gossip of who's on the list. But at the end of the conversation, it always has to be about the justice for those who were affected by these perpetrators, the families, the survivors. They deserve justice. And I feel like in a lot of the conversations, it's almost an afterthought. Their justice is an afterthought. We want to see the list. Well, why do you want to see the list? Do you want to see the list? So then there are things after that, like arrest and prosecutions and judgment and jailing or whatever the state allows. But that, I think that's something that always needs to be at the forefront of this conversation, is that if you truly care about this, the thing you care about more than anything is the justice for the survivors and the family who are affected by these individuals. That, to me, is the end all be all to the conversation.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest here on Matt Nair on Air, and we are talking about a story in the Green Bay Press Gazette that hit yesterday. In March, a Sturgeon Bay police officer using an Internet Crimes Against Children task force identified a suspect in Door County uploading and downloading child abuse materials. Turns out that suspect, 56-year-old Scott Suchek of Sturgeon Bay, who is married to the chair of the Republican Party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional District of the GOP. I did want to share something, Dr. Lierley. You had just mentioned, you know, it should be about justice for the victims, especially when we're talking about the Epstein case. This blows my mind, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't surprise me. But Kevin O'Leary, the guy from Shark Tank.
Oh, God.
For whatever reason, Kevin O'Leary is making the rounds on cable news, and he weighed in yesterday about the Epstein situation. If you cared about the victims, you wouldn't drag these women back into the limelight. They don't want you to help them anymore. He was asked, how do you know that? O'Leary says, I know with certainty. He's asked, so you've spoken to victims saying they don't want justice pursued. O'Leary, I've spoken to no one. Don't you think if it was you, you would rather get on with your life? No,
he just knows.
No, says the says the questioner. If it were me, I would want justice pursued. It makes me so angry that men put themselves in the position of a victim, of a sexual assault victim, and that you can speak for them. Mm. And you haven't even talked to them. but you're going to put yourself in the place of the victims and speak on their behalf. That kind of arrogance, it is infuriating.
I don't think people understand what it takes for people to speak up, for victims to speak up. As an OBGYN doctor, when I am in a room one-on-one with someone, just for them to tell me after I've earned their trust takes an incredible amount of courage, because they bury this so deep. The shame, the pain, the fear, all of that that goes along with this, it is so hard to come forward. So the people who have been able to come forward, just wow and thank you. But we know that there are so many more people there who can't, who haven't been able to. So it is, Kevin, buddy, you're missing the point.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Stay out. Get a uterus and get back to me. Then we can talk about it.
Well, and I think that, as a resident guy here, I can speak to two things I know about that statement. One, a lot of guys think that when they speak in such a manner, using this kind of tone, this theme, when it comes to this conversation, we think we're helping.
He thinks he's being an ally.
He thinks he's standing up for the privacy and the safety and the overall well-being of these survivors. He thinks, well, I don't want them to be hurt. Now, I will say this. I've heard from more than one person in the Twitter sphere and social media. Are you on that list? That's for another conversation. Is he on the list? Is he trying to shut it down? Because that's a fair point, because the list is large.
True.
But more so to the fact, and the other thing too, I think this speaks to a very American thing of, we don't need to talk about this. It's not something we need to discuss.
Well, and this goes back to, again, I can see Kevin Leary, and I've talked to men about who say, well, you know, I have women in my life and no woman has ever told me that she was sexually assaulted.
Right.
That doesn't mean what you think it does.
That was a conscious effort on their part then.
Yes, exactly.
They don't trust you.
They don't trust you. And they don't feel like you will listen to them without judgment. If women have a hard time talking to another woman, an OBGYN, about her sexual assault, what makes you think she's going to come to you as a straight male and share this horrible experience? That get over yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, please, cable news, stop hiring this guy to be on your panels, because he's on Fox, MSNBC, CNN. This man is the host of a game show. And I know we love our game show hosts in this country, apparently.
But that makes them now experts on everything, apparently.
Yeah. I'm every time I see him, I'm infuriated, because he's always speaking from that thing of, you don't understand. I've seen some life. I know what things are about. This is what I think. And this is therefore, because I think it's right. It's malarkey, guys. It's malarkey.
Some people must like it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely
I mean, that's why they keep bringing it in. I can't explain it. That's not my style.
They haven't called me.
Me either.
We're available.
Yeah.
Anytime after 11 Central Time. We're available.
Jay Tapper, I'm here.
So, give us a jingle. We're always ready. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on Saturdays and Sundays. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, hello, live streamers.
Hi, live
on
streamers.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer joining us after the 10 o'clock news. We'll do a little recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor. But right now, our friend and colleague and host of the appropriately named Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a wonderful name. I love that name.
Jane, I thought you had a note for the name of the show.
Dr. Lierley Presents, but that's an alternate.
That's your variety show.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Yes. Jugglers and flamethrowers and baton twirlers.
And then fishermen from Surgeon Bay were just like, I caught a trout.
Dr. Kristen.
I'm like hearkening back to like Hee Haw and the Smothers Brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, remember all those variety shows yep. back in the day?
Yes.
People love to give guff to Hee Haw, but I grew up on Hee Haw and I loved laughing, and Hee Haw was Southern laughing to me.
Then there were some really, really talented musicians on
that
show.
Oh my God,
there were. We're gonna serious things a little bit before the top of the hour news. Again, we were talking about the arrest of Scott Suchek, who is the husband of Stephanie, the chair of the Republican Party of Door County and the former chair of the 8th Congressional District of the GOP. He was arrested for downloading child abuse materials. And as you pointed out, Dr. Lierley, while they were looking over earlier law enforcement records, Suchek was interviewed in 2009 for uploading child pornography. An investigator reported at that time he admitted to downloading the child pornography. The Sturgeon Bay officer investigating him wrote, "This year it remains unclear as to why the 2009 case was not referred to the Door County DA's office for prosecution."
Very concerning.
It is.
Yes. Yeah.
One wonders if there was a deal cut somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know this is happening. This is happening at all levels. It's shocking when it's happening right in your own backyard, but mm-hmm. we're seeing it, you know, nationally. We're seeing it in lots of places where you wouldn't expect to be seeing it, because we're being shown these flashy things or these people who are telling us that they're against child pornography, that they're fighting it. But in reality, like, this is what we're
they're facilitating it, because he's been very, very outspoken about his feelings about the LGBTQ plus community. Correct.
Oh, not just that. I mean, so much of this deep state stuff is present on his Facebook page, including all these direct to camera videos. I mean, some of the quotes, some of the things that he reposted in 2022. "We will never create enough laws to control evil. Evil does not obey laws."
Well, and that's what I saw that in the chat. And I said to Jane, you know what? When someone is arrested for the thing that they rail against, there should be like a 25% hypocrisy tax on the sentencing. Where you yes. are so, because the problem ultimately is, like, I think it's safe to say, and I'm not going to break any ground here, is that we're all, I mean, not all, the vast majority of us are against these things that harm children. Okay. And we should work to dismantle them. And people who are a part of them should be arrested, prosecuted, and given the applicable sentence that applies to their crime. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that when you yell so loud and so fervently and so in your face about nothing but this topic, which, again, if you are passionate, that's fine. But if you're not facilitating it, if someone close to you is arrested for this, why aren't they standing up saying, "Throw them in jail"?
Yeah,
they are. We didn't know this. We disavow them. This is not where we're about. But every time this happens, it's either a weird sort of like, "Oh, well, we want to see what's going on," or just dead silence.
Well, and I think it will be interesting to see whatever faith community that he belongs to, because I'm assuming he does belong to a faith community in that area. Unfortunately,
it appears, yeah, deeply Catholic, yeah, based on his Facebook
posts. But unfortunately, if you look at earlier cases across the country, faith communities in many, many instances come to the defense of the perpetrator. And he was tempted by sin. I mean, we've seen this with the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, high-powered, big, top guys getting busted for this. And their faith community goes, "Well, he admitted he sinned, and he's contrite. And so we'll let this go. We'll just let it go."
Oh, the Catholic Church. I mean, have you heard about what happened with, I'm not going to remember his last name, but Nate, a person who went to Catholic high school up in Green Bay, was molested by a priest. This is not just a claim. This has actually been proven. Was paid off by the church for many, many years so that he could address his mental health issues related to that abuse. When the church changed leadership, those payments went away. And he, now a father with a family not living nearby, ended up committing suicide.
Oh,
yes.
His name is Nate Lindstrom.
Thank you very much, Nate Lindstrom. There is actually a giant community of people who know Nate Lindstrom. I know many of their friends. I did not know Nate personally, but who support him and who are fighting against exactly this kind of clergy abuse. It is so deep-seated, and there is so much room for us to do better.
And it goes across denominations. It does. Widely across mm-hmm. denominations. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, we only got about 50 seconds. What's coming up on your show this weekend? Where can people find it?
We're talking about food. Speaking of Nate's brother has a band, and they are being featured on my show this weekend. But we're also talking about, where does all that extra food go when you do big events and it's left over? How do we get it to the people who really need it? Mm-hmm. So some pretty innovative things happening up here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show. You can always find her as a podcast as well. Thank you, my friend. We will see you soon.
Thank you.
News coming up next when we return, recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A tsunami warning for Japan, Hawaii, and the California coastline downgraded after one of the largest earthquakes on record hit Far East Russia. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Malibu.
Given all of that power, it's incredible there wasn't more damage caused and that the waves that were projected never arrived in their entirety.
The economy rebounded in the second quarter, growing at an annual rate of 3%. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This most recent quarter, we saw a plunge in imports. And so that's really helping boost that overall headline number with a significant amount of growth there.
President Trump says he will not extend Friday's tariff deadline. Ozzy Osbourne's wife and four of his children turned out as fans cheered a hearse carrying the Black Sabbath frontman's coffin through the streets of his hometown of Birmingham, England.
I'm just really pleased to be here, and I think it's important for the city and just to show respect and, you know, just be here for Ozzy and the family.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.